Series. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined, as always, by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. This is the Malachi Corley Rookie Profile episode. John, I gotta be honest with everybody right off the bat. This is not the rookie profile that I have been the most looking forward to, all right? I've been dreading it a little bit, and I'll tell you why, because there's a ton of Malachi Corley steam out there on our video comments, in the Rookie Big Board Discord. Everybody's talking about Malachi Corley, and I feel partially responsible. John, remember we profiled him going into this season as one of our favorite Devy guys, as a CFF guy. Like, we've been hyping up Malachi Corley, and I just feel like we may have gone too far. All of us, the capital we as a consensus. And we're going to get into why here, because there is plenty to like about Malachi Corley, and there's a ton of upside to his projection as a rookie prospect. So we'll get into the background, we'll get into the stats, and then we'll put it all together at the end to talk fantasy football projection. But why don't you start us off, John, by giving us the background here on Malachi Corley, the wide receiver out of Western Kentucky.
Over the past 3 years, Western Kentucky has been one of the most fun, fascinating, and explosive offenses in all of college football. Had Austin Reed and Bailey Zappe, who now plays for the Patriots, have been flinging the football for massive amounts of yards. And Malachi Corley has been the biggest beneficiary of that production. In high school, he played cornerback, Matt, and he weighed only 163 pounds coming out. Now he's up to 215. So massive growth in size and on his frame. He was a two-star recruit. And in high school, he only had 37 catches for 756 yards and 5 touchdowns. In 2020, his first year on campus, he barely played, Matt. But he blossomed as a redshirt freshman in 2021. And he switched full-time to wide receiver. That year, he had 73 catches for 691 yards. This is going to foretell a trend. He doesn't gain a lot of yards per catch, Matt, and he had 7 touchdowns. But over the past 2 seasons, he has just dominated the competition. And that's why we profiled him last summer, because we had seen the film and plugged in the numbers from the year before. He was named first team All-Conference USA each of the past 2 years. In 2022, 101 catches for 1,295 yards and 11 touchdowns. He came back this year, Matt. He scored 11 touchdowns again, but he did take a dip in production, 79 receptions for 984 yards. One number that I think is also important, not only does he have low yards per catch, but this year he played 86% of the snaps in the slot. I do believe he profiles strictly as a slot receiver. Not saying he can't grow into an outside, but we have not seen it on tape, and he doesn't run those routes against press coverage a lot. So I think he looks, looking at least early in his career, a professional slot receiver. In 49 games in his career, he had 32 starts, and he posted some incredible numbers: 259 receptions, 3,033 yards, and 29 touchdowns. For the Hilltoppers, he set a mark in receptions. He was second in touchdowns and third in receiving yards. So, Matt, the volume production is there. I'm going to talk about efficiency numbers later when we look at his model. But what do you see when you broke down film and studied Malachi Corley?
Yeah, so let's get into the Malachi Corley film review here. You know, in terms of speed, John, I like the way that he speeds up very quickly. You know, it doesn't take him a while to get to that top speed, which makes sense. We talk about his game being close to the line of scrimmage a lot, so that really helps him there. And I do think he has short area quickness as well, so he moves well laterally. In terms of his athleticism, he's fluid. He's a very fluid athlete. He closes space quickly, and he's elusive in space, so he can definitely shake a guy. Even in tighter space, which I think is really helpful. And he's definitely elusive when he's out in more open space as well. You know, you put the ball on target, he's going to catch it. I don't think he's got a huge catch radius. He's not this contested catch monster, but he's got good concentration in traffic. And like I said, you put it on target, he's going to go ahead and bring it in. But when we talk about his route running, John, you're going to see primarily his targets are in the short field. They're in the flat. You're going to see really simple drag routes. You know, an out route. When he gets into the deep field, it's mostly on posts. You know, I wouldn't call him technically refined, but also, you know, you almost don't want to totally knock him for it because I don't think Western Kentucky was looking for him to be technically refined, right? The Western Kentucky offense is a real kind of pure air raid style offense, right? It's high volume. They're getting the ball out quickly. And Malachi Corley has been very successful in being that underneath target for the air raid offense. Like you said, through Austin Reed this past year, but also then a few great years with Bailey Zappi. And so he's had tremendous production. And he's done what the Hilltoppers have asked him to do. It's just not super technically refined or suggests that he'll be able to quickly adjust to the NFL in a more expanded type route tree. So exactly what you were alluding to, John, with kind of where you feel like he could fit in the NFL, I think it's going to be primarily living in the slot. And that's no longer, you know, a death sentence for fantasy production, but it does come with some potential, you know, red flags there. Here's the big thing, and here's what folks get really excited about. Maybe I buried a lead a little bit, but the yards after the catch. He's dangerous. He is dangerous with the ball in his hands after the catch. He's tenacious. He has good field vision, John. But yards after the catch is one of the lowest weighted features that I look for in a wide receiver. Because as I've studied these guys over time, right, we learn from these prospects. I've really lowered the weight on yards after catch because it is just not a trait that really translates to success in the NFL. You know, you look at some of these guys that have really relied on yards after the catch at the college level, this manufacturer type production. You know, we talk about Rondale Moore all the time, right? So, you know, you look at that type of comparison here, and it's tough to put them into a fantasy projection spreadsheet, which is what I do for all my players. Because and then, it, you know, it spits out a real fantasy number. So, you know, what's actually going on to your roster. And it's hard to manipulate a spreadsheet to be able to put Malachi Corley in a super productive situation. But we'll circle back to that, John. We'll tie into that here at the end of the episode, because, you know, when looking at Malachi Corley's film overall, I definitely understand why folks are excited about him. Just like John, I understand why folks are really excited about all of the resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard, including the Discord, super active personalized advice, the trade channel on the clock, you know, draft insight there for you, roster overhaul, personalized advice. We have the rookie guide coming out later this month. We have, like I mentioned, projections for every NFL player, not just rookies out there. One-on-one draft consultation calls, so much good stuff. If you've been watching all of these rookie profile videos, folks, you have to head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard, and you can get in on it for 15% off now with an annual subscription. All right, John, let's plug Malachi Corley into your model and tell us what we're looking at.
When I look at my model, I really like when it matches my film study. And literally, Matt, what you just described is exactly what the model identifies. He catches a lot of short passes, and they do a lot of manufactured plays for him. The volume comes from the yak yards. And I couldn't agree with you more. It's not a translatable trait at the NFL level. As an example, his A dot is one of the worst I've seen in the 5 years I've been doing this, Matt. It's 5.5. I'm looking at a baseline of 12. He has 5.5. He's the lowest in this class. So that's a really big red flag. Then, receiving yards per team pass attempt. Again, when you're getting a lot of short throws with a low A dot, you have to rely on yak yards. So what happens? He falls below the benchmark, 2.08. And once again, yards per route, the basic yards per route that you would get, 11.7. I'm looking at a 15. Yes, the film identifies these big, explosive yak plays, right? He gets a quick screen. He avoids two tackles, Matt. He blasts upfield for 25 yards, right? And that looks awesome. And he's big, and he's tough, and he's strong. But, Matt, you're not watching the whole game tape. You're not seeing the three catches he had for 7 yards before that big explosion happened. I have real concerns. There are red flags. I'm probably not going to have a lot of Malachi Corley because I think in all my dynasty my mock draft and the early one, there's someone who loves him, right? They see the highlights. They see the explosion. I'm looking by my film study and my model. I probably have him ranked lower than most. Matt, that's my opinion. But what should the fantasy footballers know from your study?
Yeah, John, as we talk about the Malachi Corley fantasy projection, you know, I want to point out that we don't, you know, it's not that we hate Malachi Corley. It's not that we don't think he can be successful, but it's important for us that we don't sit here in all of our rookie profiles and tell you that every single rookie can be absolutely phenomenal and can, you know, be the best rookie. And then we go back and say, well, we told you they were all good. You know, we have to be realistic about who we identify as good values and bad values. And having that realistic perspective is really important for all of our viewers and all of our listeners. So when it comes to Malachi Corley, I think he's going to get day three early NFL draft capital. And I would be happy if my NFL team drafted him because I think he'd be a nice addition to an NFL offense, you know, in terms of balancing out that offense and giving them a good underneath weapon. I do think his fantasy football super flex rookie draft ADP, it's going to land in that mid third, the 305 to 308. Like John alluded to, you know, I think there is going to be a big Malachi Corley fan in every league. So could he go late second round? Yeah, he could for sure. Or maybe, you know, he gets cooled off a little bit. He goes in the fourth. But I could see mid third as really kind of his consensus spot. And for my rookie big board tier, you know, I think he was a low end flex filler for me. So he's right on that bench depth to flex filler line. So I think he's going to be kind of a wide receiver four, you know, wide receiver 36 to 48, I think is his, you know, really kind of best case outlook here as a rookie for me for Malachi Corley. But, you know, when you look at those flex filler bench depth type guys, as injuries pile up in your lineups, you know, you want these types of guys available. So, again, if you could get him in the late third, you know, early fourth, you know, all right, go ahead, give him a shot. You know, the upside is there, but not at the price of even an early third or really even a mid third. There's just so many other guys that we've talked about in these rookie profiles that I want to take in the third round, you know, before Malachi Corley. So I'm going to have a low exposure to him, 0 to 10%. He's in my fade category. I just can't see myself having maybe more than one share of Malachi Corley at the most. And I mentioned the name earlier, but in terms of fantasy football value comparison, I think it's Rondale Moore. You know, you look at Rondale Moore, and even now, what, 4 years into his career, the production hasn't been there. It's difficult to find that production in a spreadsheet, but you'll find someone. Like, you'll find someone in your league that you know, is remembering Purdue Rondale Moore and saying, like, but what if he just gets used that way? You know, but it just doesn't happen, folks. It doesn't happen in the NFL. Highly manufactured guys, they just don't get hyper-targeted in the NFL. You have to earn those targets in a different way. You're no longer big man on campus, right? And especially when you don't get early draft capital, which I don't expect Malachi Corley to do. So I have reservations about Malachi Corley. But, John, I hope he hits. I hope he has a great career. And, I hope he really contributes to an NFL and a fantasy football team, John, just like, you know, all the great resources available at patreon.com/rookiebigboard can contribute to winning a fantasy championship. Make sure to head on over And as always, we appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.